It's time for our documentary of the week from Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen, co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Here's Tom with this week's pick.
The documentary The Cave takes place in a suburb of the Syrian capital of Damascus, where intense bombing has forced residents to build an underground hospital. It's run by a young woman named Amani Balour, Dr. Amani, who was just finishing her studies in pediatrics when President Assad's regime turned violent against protesters.
But then the war began, and I decided to stand by the victims. That was the reason I chose to be a doctor. I want to identify the problems and change things. I know this life will be very tough, but it's more honest as well.
Syrian filmmaker Firas Fayad's previous film, Last Men in Aleppo, was nominated for an Oscar. This film focuses on women. Even while Dr. Amani is saving lives, she still faces male chauvinism. We watch the distressed husband of a patient give her a lecture.
Women should stay home, not work. A woman belongs at home with her husband and children. It's the man's role to provide for the family.
The subterranean hospital feels like it belongs in a Mad Max movie more than a documentary. Dr. Amani demonstrates the best of humanity in the worst of times.
Everyone just wants to survive. They even fought to get on buses that will displace them from their home. Can you see where we have reached? No one can imagine the things we've seen.
While the film is rooted in modern Syria, it carries more universal themes about resilience. The Cave opens in theaters this weekend. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.